Hello, hello, hello. I am so excited to be doing this. I love the world of radio and podcasting. My name is Jimmy Gonzalez, and let me begin by letting those that don't know that I am a certified consulting hypnotist, a professional life coach, past life regression therapist, and a Reiki practitioner. Yes, that's a lot of titles. You can only imagine how that looks on paper and diplomas, but realistically, we all have problems. We all just go through this planet, through our lives, through this earth, trying to figure ourselves out, trying to figure out what's right or wrong. And the secret really is that there comes a time that we need to unplug. We need to reboot. We need to start fresh. And this is where this podcast came from. Each week, I will choose a topic, and for 22 minutes... hopefully, around that time, I will do all I can to help you realize that you, my friends, are not broken, and that your armor may have a few dents and dings. But you, each and every one of you, are amazing. And there's a reason why you guys are here. Today's show is just an introduction of some of the ideas I am planning to talk about in future shows. If you have any topics you'd like me to talk about, please feel free to email me at noemah@mail.com. N-O-E-M-A-H-H at mail.com. Not Gmail, mail.com. The world as we know it has changed so much, especially since my last podcast. If someone would have told you that we would have a similar repeat of the virus of 1918, would you believe them? Looking at those photos... walking around with masks has become a second nature. And since 2020, life is pretty unrecognizable. This will not be a political podcast because my focus will always be on your betterment. As crazy as the world may get around us, you always should have a place to go. And we always talk about how work can be stressful, but you know, you should love your work. And home should be a safe place where you know you could always go to get away from the world. But there are those that don't have work or home. So to those that know me, that I do a meditation called Mind's Eye Meditation here in Connecticut, here in the Milford area, It's really about relaxing. It's really about getting away. And I know a lot of people do the whole thing that I can't meditate. That's why I created it. I've been now meditating for 19 years. Literally the day after my mother's passing, I too needed to unplug and reboot and make sense of things. That situation for me was harder than I thought it would be. And it was through meditation that I was able to find myself. It helped me tremendously. So many people just have an issue with not being able to go into their minds, with not being able to find inner peace, almost as if it's something that's impossible. And honestly, it's not. And it's worth it. It does take time. I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to lie to you. It does take time, but it is worth it. And nothing is more important than having balance mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And a good comparison, I would like to say, is to that of a tortoise or turtle. Why do I choose them? Because think about it. They, when in trouble, they go into their shell. Some of them, when they relax and sleep, they go into their shell. I have two extremely large ones who basically only use it when they're in fear. They sleep with their heads out. But their shell is a place of security. Whenever a turtle is in danger, it will go inward for protection from the world. This does not mean that you should completely detach yourself from the world around you. You should know what is going on in the world around you. I know it's difficult to watch the news because of blah, 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 fake news, but I still believe there's truth in everything. And this is more of an important time to really find safety inside of yourself, to be able to know that you could always get away. As to where, well, when people ask me about meditation, you know, where can you meditate? You can meditate wherever. You can meditate on the toilet. You can meditate in the shower. There's even walking meditation. There's so many different types of meditation. The concept behind it is just to just quiet the mind down. Problem number one always seems to be that my mind races, but that's normal. It's going to race, especially if you've never meditated. As I said, it takes time, but it's so well worth it. It helps you connect with yourself. It helps you learn a lot about yourself. And nothing can save you more mentally than being able to have control of your mind. Being able to know that you're having a shitty day and you just want to sit in your car in a parking lot or at the beach or at the park or in the woods while you're hiking and just detach. And just be aware of your surroundings, what's going on, and that, and I feel that's the main time that you could really analyze your thoughts. You could really think about what's going on in your life. It's very important. But again, I will explain those things on the next podcast. But primarily, one of the goals of the show is to basically try to make you understand how valuable you are and that God does not make garbage. When your parents brought you onto this planet, there was a reason. You have a purpose. You have a purpose for being here. And in fact, you have many. Every day that you open up your eyes, you must realize how blessed you are and how blessed those are that know you. And in fact, there's those that you will never meet, that you will only walk around, walk by, stand in line at the pharmacy, at the fast food joints, that your energy will resonate to them. There are people that are near you that are just having a horrible day, that are miserable, that might be even suicidal. And know that a smile from you or hearing you be nice to someone else makes them second guess, makes them think about their lives and realizes that there is hope in the world. Because bottom line is everybody has this thing, especially on social media, that the world's coming to an end and everything's going to shit. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't think that. I don't believe in that. I have faith. I do know that there's a lot of evil out there. I'm going to be realistic, but I still believe in love. I still believe in each other. I still believe in humanity. I'm not going to let a few bad apples ruin it for everybody. You know, I'm 51 years old. I'm not going to just waste all that time that I've been living and learning to all of a sudden give up and surrender to these people. I will not. But remember, you are blessed. You have so much to give. Your energy alone inspires and motivates people when you're on a good day. It's just your presence. It's all about the energy that we give off and how we vibrate. The higher we resonate, the more we open ourselves to the good things in life. When you vibrate low, so basically for a lot of people don't grasp that, when you're in a shitty mood, and it's just that, like, that rabbit hole that you're just going down, and it's just things keep getting worse and worse and worse. There is a reason. You, my friends, have the power to stop that. How do you stop that? Just flip the script. Literally, just smile. Make yourself laugh. Do something that you enjoy. Eat something that makes you smile. Do you have pets? Do you have children? Do you like to hike? Do that. Get out of that funk. Because I'm telling you, that funk is a horrible place to be. It grows like cancer. And it will infest you. And I'm begging you, please don't allow that to happen. Again, I don't even know who's listening. But I know that you don't deserve that. You're blessed. You should never be satisfied with just walking around being miserable. You should want the best things in life. You should want to be positive. Now, understand, I'm not trying to say to become a positive Paul, but I don't want you to become a negative Nancy. Because realistically, there should be a balance, a healthy balance. The world becomes how you perceive it. For me, when good things happen, I, of course, become very happy. But when bad things happen, I don't lose my fucking mind. I don't become miserable. I try to perceive it differently. I have for a few years. I think it through. Even the worst case scenario, I think it through. Why did that happen? Why did certain doors close? Why didn't I get that job? Why didn't this relationship work out? Why did my kid get injured? I know that's bizarre because that's when people do the whole thing. Why would God let people die? Because it is part of a plan. It is part of a plan. Even from the murkiest of mud-filled ponds, a beautiful lotus blossom always rises. So it is all perception. It's what you make of it. Take the blow. I get it. But always, once you're done crying, once you're done being angry, it's not that I don't want you to go through those emotions. I'm a realist. I'm a realist first. But I want you to find the lesson in it. It may be a very difficult lesson to learn, but it was presented to you for a reason. Learn from it and get back on track of why you are here. The world does not revolve around you, but you are a part of something great, a large presentation on the theater of life. Sometimes you have a main part to play, and sometimes you are a co-star in someone else's stage. But every day that you are above ground, you do have a purpose. And even after the day you are no longer on Earth, people will keep you alive through stories. If you think about our beliefs that we carry now on our shoulders, good and bad, they mostly came from those in our lives, from our parents, families, teachers, friends, television, radio, music, and enemies. Yes, our enemies. They teach us lessons too. Better said, many of these enemies have bullied us. This is not to compare to the typical bullying, caring that you see on TV or cartoons. You have to give you a wedgie or they make fun of you. Sometimes it may be in the form of a loved one that may care too much, kind of like strangles you and doesn't let you grow, or a jealous friend, or even television. That, I mean, I grew up, I was generation that television raised me, and that fed us a lot of things. And sadly, a lot of it was negative. Are we good looking? Maybe we're a little bit on the heavy side. You know, we're not smart enough. You know, television paints a picture of what society's supposed to look like. It's so perfect. And the assumption is that by a certain age, you should already be at this magical plateau of life where you should have X amount of kids, a large home with an endless garage of luxurious cars, and a perfect partner in a beautiful neighborhood. We may seem to start the race of life at the same starting point, but then life begins very differently for many of us. I personally believe we choose our lives and those obstacles that we must learn. So getting to the end of the race at the same time with the same expectations, I'm sorry, is impossible. Some people that you know, maybe it's you, are blessed. You get to sail through life with some issues and some lessons, and others, I'll admit, like myself, have to experience a lot of life's hardships. But these are the lessons that we created, well, were created for us and just for us. And this is why we can't focus on how green the neighbor's lawn is. They tend to their garden, so you should tend to yours. The more you feed your lawn and garden, the better results you will attain. On my show, I will also focus on a lot of power of the mind's eye and what you believe you will achieve. Most have issues with this because it is simple to try, fail, and surrender, but you must ask yourself, how bad do you really want something? I know for a fact that there were things in your life that you one day, at one moment, decided wholeheartedly that you had to have. And you manifested it. Then, of course, there are those things that we say we want. You always hear, like, I want a new car. I want $1 million. I want a trip to the islands. I want a better relationship. But realistically, it's all lip service. This is where the simple thoughts go from manifestations to what I like to believe as incantations. That is a Tony Robbins thing. The difference is in the energy behind the request. A manifestation is like what many of you have seen or read in The Secret. If you haven't read it or watched it, please do it. I highly recommend it. But again, I'm a realist. Saying something 100 times or posting pics on a vision board, which we will talk about in a future show, is only the tip of the iceberg. That humongous part of the iceberg that floats just below the surface, that's your intention. You must believe it. You must feel it and see it already in your mind. Feel it in your heart and allow the vibration of this need, this want, this thought of your desire to seep deep into your cells. It is not at all far-fetched as you think. And I know there's a few of you listening rolling your eyes, but I've done it. I have done it many, many times. And I'm always grateful and thankful when I receive it. I don't forget. I don't let it happen and just focus on what happened. I always take my time to stop and go, damn, thanks. Like, I can't believe it actually happened. When you really think about it, there's things that you ask for that you receive daily. And you become used to it. You focus more on the things that you ask for that just don't happen. But understand that a lot of times that these things that don't happen, there's a reason why they didn't happen. And we're talking like viewing your entire life as one whole, seeing the big picture, knowing that it's not supposed to work out. Like, for example, I love motorcycles. I've always wanted a motorcycle. And I remember my mom telling me one day, she goes, you know, absolutely not. You do it, I'll throw you out of the house. Typical. So I kind of like waited till she passed. And then when she passed, I thought it would be the green light to finally go get one. But I would ask. And the way I would ask is simply, if it's meant to be, let it happen. If you, God, universe, goddess, source, see a future that something will happen to me because of this motorcycle that may hurt me, may hurt somebody else, then take it away. Don't let it happen. I'm okay with that. And when it's supposed to happen, then maybe it could happen. But for now, I'm completely understandable. And that's actually how I pray. If you're confused with that, because a lot of people are like, I just want, and then you pray for things, we'll talk about that in a future show. It's just how I ask. And it's always worked since a relationship that I had that I never wanted to end. And a spiritualist sat me down and said, it's how you ask God. It's, you know, it's like you want it. Be careful because sometimes you do get it. The question is, should you have gotten it? Should you have it? Is it something that is for your betterment? Is it something that may harm you? And if it is, just allow it to go away. And I always find peace with it. But then again, when I do receive those millions of things a day from being able, first off, waking up in the morning, again, something we take for granted. We wake up and we're already focused on the rest of the day. Honestly, I recommend meditating just for a few minutes. I mean, most of you, I think, go to the bathroom and sit. So while you're on the bathroom, put your freaking phone down, and unless you're listening to this, and just think of the day before. Think of how good you had it. Think of the good, think of the bad. Well, be thankful for the good and the bad. Think about it. What happened? Why did it happen? How could you better it? What did you do wrong? Because again, that's another show, taking blame. We blame the world for everything. We need to start taking blame for our own mistakes. It's easy to point fingers at others. I've learned that when you take responsibility for your actions, it makes life so much easier. It really, really does. So, as you can see, this is where my show is going. This is what it's about. It's a 22-minute show, as I said, give or take, and I'm at 19 minutes and 45 seconds. I appreciate your time. I hope you tune in. Once it's posted, I hope you share it with people. what else am I doing besides this? I recently became a professional life coach. Something I've been looking forward to for years. But I've been putting off. I've been putting off the studying. I've been putting off wanting to make the time. But I made the time. COVID helped. COVID is a horrible thing because I know many people have died, but it's helped a lot of people shift their perception of lives and what they want to do and change things. Sadly, I know quite a few people that were very happy with COVID, which is odd to hear. But again, it's sometimes having the rug pulled out from under you is a beautiful thing because it really makes you analyze your life and see where you stand and what you should be doing. We'll be doing, hopefully I'm looking in the spring of doing the Reset Yourself training, most likely as a group. Again, I don't know where COVID will be, but I'll be doing it in my office in Orange at the Nuima Hypnosis and Healing office, which is what I do for a living. And I'll be having classes there. There's a conference room, so that's what I'm looking to do. I'm still putting the kinks together as to how many and all that stuff, but I'm working on it. Besides that, I do also do Mind's Eye Meditation, which is a meditation that I do every second and fourth week of the month. For now, because of COVID, I'll be doing it on Facebook Live. Again, all these links will be at the end of this. So look forward to it. The meditation is for people who can't meditate. It's guided. It's easy. I highly recommend it. It's not that long. It's two meditations, one short one, one longer one. Please share that with your friends. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for everything. I appreciate everything you guys do. And thank you for your time. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Today's show was brought to you by Nuima, Hypnosis and Healing and the Mind's Eye Meditation, and dedicated to all those that get up every day and hustle and do all they can to make a difference in their lives and the lives of others.